I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of AgPro, and welcome to the AgPro Podcast. In this episode of the AgPro Podcast, I'm joined by Matt Carstens, Senior Vice President of Land O'Lakes Sustain. Sustain is working to introduce sustainable practices into the Land O'Lakes network of locally owned ag retailers, which touches approximately 50% of America's harvested acres and reaches more than 300,000 farmers. The Sustain platform includes the TruTerra Insights engine, looking to bring transparency of conservation practices and how they're working out across those acres. Our conversation with Matt also includes some details around their recent announcement with Tate & Lyle. So thanks for listening in, and we'll go right into my interview with Matt Carstens. And welcome, everyone, to this episode of the AgPro Podcast. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, and joining me today is Matt Carstens, the Senior Vice President of Land O'Lakes Sustain. Matt, hi. How are you today?
I am great, Margie. Thanks for the opportunity to visit with you and all of your AgPro listeners. This is a great opportunity.
Absolutely. So let's start off, and for those folks who may not be familiar with Land O'Lakes Sustain, can you give us an overview of the program and some of the tool sets that are there within?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think it's good to start even maybe just quickly with Land O'Lakes, who is nearly 100-year-old cooperative now and has been around in that lifetime with four different businesses. Obviously, our Winfield United Crop Inputs and Insights business. We also have Purina, which is animal nutrition that a lot of your listeners know. Our dairy foods, which hopefully everybody's consuming their fair share of dairy, and our butter and rice pudding. That'd be great. And then just 3 years ago, to your question, Margie, we added Land O'Lakes Sustain. And we kind of took a different approach in that addition. Instead of, you know, putting sustainability maybe within the businesses where it could get lost or possibly confusion day over day, we added it as a fourth business to really signal to our farmers that own our cooperative and also the ag retailers that also own our cooperative and are the trusted advisor to the farmers that this is a topic we believe it's important and helping bridge the gap that exists between, you know, the consumers and the farmers where it all really starts in this journey of stewardship through conservation and other practices. So we're excited about what we're able to do. And just almost a year ago now, we launched our TruTerra Insights Engine, which is a first of its kind digital interactive platform that farmers through their ag retailers can engage in and looking at acre by acre, field by field, what things that they're doing from a scenario planning perspective, looking at the balance of economics to the environment, which we all know is important. You know, the environment, obviously an important part, we're hearing about it every day, Margie, but there's also this element that we must find the balance of that with what's profitable for our farmers. And when those two balance, the future is really bright and an exciting time. So that's where the Insights Engine really helps give more of a guiding principle and a tool that can really help the farmers through their ag retailers, again, on this journey and balancing both of those topics, which we all know is important.
Yeah, you speak to the profitability, and it's really interesting. You guys have a very recent announcement with Tate and Lyle as far as maybe providing some specialty or some designated and emphasized markets for crops that were enrolled in Sustain. Is that correct?
It is. We are really excited because, you know, the piece of this that farmers and ag retailers, or all of agriculture, quite honestly, Mark, he's been asking is, so what? If I do this on my farm, it's good for me. I find the balance. That's great. But there's a much bigger opportunity here. And they're right. And that is the connection of the work that farmers do every day, connecting that to the consumers who are wanting more transparency. So we're extremely pleased with the announcement that came out here just last week around the Tate & Lyle. And it was nearly a year ago now that Land O'Lakes Sustain, Tate & Lyle announced the collaboration we were doing that help advance conservation practices in this partnership with corn growers across the Midwest. And today, the announcement last week really was really building upon that successful initiative that deploys the capabilities of the Insights Engine we just talked about across 1.5 million acres of U.S. grown corn. And that's the equivalent of Tate & Lyle's entire global corn purchases. So you can see here in this example that Tate & Lyle is also very serious about this and helping move one step further into the value chain to where now they're using this with their customers on the food side to improve that transparency from the farmer and now move it into areas that get it to the consumer and able to talk about the good work the U.S. farmers are doing and how we can continue to drive a better dialogue on that that meets the needs of our consumers but starts with the farmer, farmer-led, farmer-driven.
There's a lot of discussion around sustainability on, you know, what are we measuring, how are we measuring it, and specifically like with a partnership with Tate & Lyle and that transparency you guys are able to bring through the supply chain, I'm curious what conservation practices, what measurements, and what insights are you able to bring to light using the TruTerra Insights Engine and how retailers are helping with that?
Yeah, well said, and it's a good question. And it really starts with the knowledge that the answer is every tool, practice, technology, product that can be put into play that helps improve the environmental outcomes and profitability is in play. But to your question, Margie, that's a big list, right, of many things a farmer could be doing. So first step is making sure that this is through and with their trusted advisors, which in most cases are the ag retailer, where they're going in for their day-to-day advice and use of technologies and that. That was step one. But then step two is putting this tool into play that can help the ag retailer work with the farmer to narrow this list down. So things like reducing tillage, use of cover crops, proper placement of fertilizer, the right rates of fertilizer, things that we've heard in the space of 4Rs for a while. All of those things are in play here. But now both the ag retailer and the farmers have the ability to use this tool to look at all things that fit under this bucket, like the examples I gave, and really find acre by acre or field by field what's best to employ and eliminate this game of guessing, because the Insights Engine allows them to do scenario modeling that looks at here's what you did the prior year and over the winter months be able to look at if we do these things the following year, here's the outcomes we could expect. And it's an exciting time tied into now being able to take that data and move through with Tate & Lyle to bring it to life all the way through. So it's really a kind of a great 1-2 step that needs to be in place and exciting for our agriculture as a whole, but our farmers and ag retailers particularly.
No, that's great, Matt. And it's interesting, too, you guys are out there really advocating for a lot of different stakeholders to come to the table, a lot of different folks who are very interested in progressing conservation efforts. I'm curious, any other collaborations that you'd like to be able to talk a little bit more in detail about?
Sure. We've got, I guess to answer first, it's an important point to note that you're asking, that is collaboration is what will absolutely drive agriculture to the next step and help that connection all the way down to the consumer. And so not only the exciting news with Tate & Lyle and what we just talked about, but we have others that also include Campbell Soup Company, where we're working on something like Tate & Lyle with wheat in Ohio and Pennsylvania. We also have some recent ones with AGCO, where we're working on the machinery side to help this connection, because we all know machinery plays a part in the journey of balancing profitability and economics. And then Pheasants and Quail Forever is one that we also just announced, which seems maybe like an interesting one to add, but it really fits what we're talking about here, because there are parts of fields that should be in set aside or that could be used for habitat or pollinators, and combining that ability with the insights engine to find those exact segments or acres of a field and putting it into the opportunity that a pheasants and quail forever could hold from a particular habitat standpoint, because habitat is important to producing a crop, as we all know, really brings the power. So now not only the insights engine is available, but even more than that, we've got the ability to help connect the farmer when they've identified through their ag retailer the right areas to employ by field. They have the resources to go to an AgCo, to a Pheasants and Quail Forever, to Tate & Lyle, to Campbell's, to really work on something much greater and have the resources to really be specific and successful in what they need to do.
No, and Matt, thank you so much for sharing so many details around Lando Lake Sustain and really helping provide some great insights on the opportunities for how ag retail and agriculture as a whole can engage with sustainability.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you to you and all of your listeners. And if they'd like more information, they can get on www.trueterrainsights.com and find some more information.
Excellent. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That concludes our conversation with Matt, and thanks for listening. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of AgPro, and please connect with us on Twitter at AgProfessional. We welcome any ideas for future interviews and subjects.